This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
See Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful, if rainy, Monday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316, or 325-4259. That's 325-4259. You can, if you want, call us from the Family Islands, call us on 242-300-5720. That's 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. That's 422-4796. Or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. That's 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969. That's the way my mother listens to the show. Or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. That's BTC Flow channel 612. Lots to talk about today. But before we get into some stuff, you know, want to express Z Live's my own condolences on the passing of Dario Ramming, head boy of Queens College. Such a sad story in terms of such a loss at such a young age. But a young man who obviously shone in his community, clearly demonstrated leadership and had the affection of his peers and teachers, and really, really just a sad story. And to his parents and family members and friends, we really express our condolences on his passing and pray God's comfort to all of you, in this very difficult time. Just really something. And then, you know, someone sent me a photo. A good friend of mine sent me a photo, and which I took with the parents of one of the primary school students of the year. Recipients, and that primary school student of the year in 2019 was Lauren Scriven. Unfortunately, Lauren lost her father, Tony Scriven, who's also in the photo. And we really want to express our condolences to the Scriven family on that profound loss for them. And there are others. There are other people who've lost loved ones, and you know, we want to express our condolences to you too, even if we're not aware of your loss. And there are lots of people experiencing this loss, this period. I know of many people who are. It's a difficult time for them, but we pray God's comfort to you and your family at this time. So, the University of the Bahamas is under urging from the Christian Council, which as the story in The Guardian says, the Christian Council rails against planned Pride event on the campus. Christian Council urging the university to have the event canceled. And the initially when the story came out, it seemed that there were those who thought this was a university itself event, and it is not. My understanding is the first version of a flyer that went out had the university's logo on it, and the second version did not. That didn't surprise me because, as you know, I'm at the University of the Bahamas heading the Government and Public Policy Institute there. And anytime we are putting out anything to the public, listen to me, anything, a flyer, an ad, anything, it goes through university relations because university relations tries to ensure that everything that goes out meets the standards, fits with the branding of the university. And so didn't surprise me that ultimately that logo came off of that because the university put out a statement saying, please be advised that this is not an official event of University of Bahamas or the School of Social Sciences, but rather is being organized by an individual faculty member. Again, please be advised that this is not an official event of University of the Bahamas, or the School of Sciences. So there's the university, and within the university there are schools. And so that sense this fits into the social sciences, social cultural stuff, then they want you to know also that neither was this organized by the School of Social Sciences, but rather being organized by an individual faculty member. And that was the sum of the university's comment about it. And I want to weigh in on the matter to this extent. First of all, the university is a university. And a university is a place where the universe of ideas in the human experience can be explored. The ideas, I didn't say anything but practice. I said the ideas can be explored. In the realm of science, in the realm of literature, in the realm of arts, the university has an environment in which if somebody has an idea, they can explore that idea in pursuit of understanding. That is the nature of a university. It is in that nature that exploration is made about all manner of disciplines on planet Earth. Social, science, you name it. That's the nature of a university. It doesn't type test people who enter. It doesn't ask a student, do you believe in God? Do you not believe in God? Do you believe in science? Do you not believe in science? It doesn't ask a student that. It looks at a student's capacity to matriculate through the university, accepts the student, and then teaches and trains the student in the subject that the student wants to explore. And that teaching and that training is with a view to exploration of those ideas too.
These are the theories that prevail in the area. These are the prevailing thoughts in the environment. If you want to add to that thought and you come up with a thought, you write an essay, you research a matter, you write a thesis, then you too can participate in the development of the thoughts in that area. That's a university. That's the nature of it. Everywhere in the world, that's the nature of it. I went to a university called the University of Western Ontario. They had a professor there, Professor Philip Rushton. He proffered a theory. And his theory was that white men are superior in intellect to black men, and that Asians were superior to white men, and the reason and the basis for that had to do with the size of their foreheads and their genitalia. We didn't agree with him. We were adamantly opposed to him, some of us, thinking that his academic pursuits was rubbish. But he was at the university and protected by a principle in universities called academic freedom. Academic freedom says, you know, I may not agree with your thoughts, I may not agree with your ideas, but you have the right to pursue it toward the discovery of understanding and truth. And no government on planet Earth can curb that, can stop that. And if it does, it is undermining the essence and purpose of a university in its pursuit of knowledge. So, the university hasn't decided to have a Pride Month celebration, not the university. The university hasn't decided to have a forum for the discussion of some set of ideas around and relevant to the LGBTQ community. The university itself has not done so, but a professor has decided that they wanted to spearhead around the Pride celebration, the fourth such Pride celebration, under the Black Bahamian Subject Foundation, a forum to discuss an issue. All right? And so the presenting will be Dr. Grimilde Saunders, Assistant Professor of Sociology at the university. And there are going to be panelists including Miss Helen Clonaris, Miss Erin Green, and Miss Alicia Wallace. And they are going to be discussing some issue around that matter. Not the university. But even if it was the university, you know, but not the university. So they are holding the event at the university. And the Christian Council says, cancel the event. Cancel the event, why? Cancel the event because it's a government-sponsored university, one, and it does not comport with our national values. Now, the Christian Council, I've said to you all over and repeatedly, that as an agency of faith, and an agency advocating for the values, the Christian values of the predominantly Judeo-Christian tradition, has every right on planet Earth to express itself in opposition to anything it wishes. It has the right to urge anyone, the government, the university, some business, to do anything it wishes because the Christian Council of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas has the same fundamental right of freedom of expression as anyone else in the society, and that it wants to oppose things that it believes are contrary to Judeo-Christian values, regardless of what you think about whether they are being hypocritical or not, or whether you think they're being authentic or not. They have every right to do that. Every single right to do that. Every right to do that. So surprising that they might take up this issue. Not at all. That they might go this route. I do want, however, to note something. At the same time as the Christian Council is exercising its right to free expression under the Constitution of the Bahamas, it is suggesting that the University of the Bahamas, because it's a government-funded entity, deny the same free expression to individuals in the University of the Bahamas. That's a problem. Because those same individuals have a guarantee under the Constitution of the Bahamas to freedom of expression. And that freedom of expression is not curbed by the fact that you are sponsored as an institution by the government. Because the government sponsors the entire environment of the Bahamas in which all of us exercise freedom of expression. In fact, the government of the Bahamas enforces or has passed and maintains a law that gives the right to homosexual choices today. To be homosexual in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, to be lesbian or gay in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas is not illegal. In fact, it is legal. How? Not even by the Constitution of the Bahamas, but by a subsidiary law of the Bahamas that did away with the law of boogery. So on one hand, we are asking the institution that sponsors the University of the Bahamas to deny a forum for people to express their thoughts about an idea. We're asking the government to do something about that or that to be canceled because of that, while at the same time the government upholds a law that makes legal the right to those persons to practice the lifestyle that we are saying we have a moral problem with. There's something wrong with that argument. Immensely wrong with it. The argument now, not with the council's decision to oppose the forum, not with the council's decision to express its abhorrence for the practice of the persons in the community that are holding the forum. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the argument itself has a challenge in the fact that the government of the Bahamas gives by its laws freedom of practice to the thing that this grouping is a part of. And that's the law of the Bahamas. Right? Secondly, the University of the Bahamas would be absolutely contrary to its own foundations to say to people, no, you can't explore this idea here. You can't do that. A university? Really? Man, is that what I want? Is that what we want? Thirdly, what do we think is going to happen if the university cancels it? What? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Wherever you are in the world, Cleveland Clinic's world-class care is here for you. From Ohio to Florida to London, Cleveland Clinic treats thousands of patients every year, ranked number 2 in the world by Newsweek. You can trust our caregivers to enhance your experience across each step of your treatment journey. For every care in the world, learn more at clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Too many debt bills? Overdue on loan payments? Improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Shrink your debt payments with a debt consolidation loan and built-in savings that pays you 5% interest. Call 356-7764.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. Buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Want to reach your Grand Bahama customers? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 827-4578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama News in the Nassau Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand, Everybody, come take my hand, We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, please feel free to give us a call at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. So, pounce or protest, if you wish. So, for instance, if the university, if the grouping on the Pride Week host a forum and talk about whatever they talk about. And I don't see on the flyer the specific topic. Maybe I have the wrong flyer, but I don't see the specific topic because I can read for you what the flyer, you know, says. I mean, the flyer says, Pride keynote address, Black Bahamian Subject Formation. Okay, I think that's it. Black Bahamian Subject Formation from Non-Subject to Subject, Part 2. So whatever that topic is about, what if the Christian Council hosts a forum of its own at the University of the Bahamas to speak about the subject matter? Can the university deny the Christian Council the opportunity to host a forum to deal with the same matter and speak it the fullest of its breadth on the matter, so, apart from a press conference soundbite that the rest of the society is not going to hear the fulsome explanation of the council about any of its concerns about any subject matter related to this, it could have a forum and invite the entire university community to attend the forum. And if it wants to use I heard the president say that they received it through a university email. Every staff member at the University of the Bahamas has a university email. Every staff member. And you could argue if it's against university policy to use the email to send out a message about something happening on the university that you are personally organizing, then the university have to deal with that. But if you decide as the Christian Council to have such a forum and you say, well, Shivago, somebody else, can you help us get the word out no problem. No problem, right? We get the word out. But it gives an opportunity to the Christian Council to do what it is saying these folks would do by virtue of having their forum. You know what? You know, I'm confused. I'm sorry. Brother, listen to me. Cuss me if you want. Get angry with me if you want. I gave my life to Jesus Christ, as we like to say in the Christian community, when I was about 14 years old, right? And I have been living in this faith, imperfectly in this faith, but living in this faith, following the practices and teachings of Jesus Christ, failing the practices and teachings of Jesus Christ, all of these years. But this one thing I know, the scriptures tell us, greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. So are you telling me that if they have a forum, they are going to be more persuasive and convincing than if you have a forum? Is that what you're telling me? You're telling me that one forum has the potential to do such enormous damage to this country that it must be stopped. Well, if that is true, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, have a forum of your own, because you will have multiple more times of potency than they would, according to the scripture I read. According to the scripture I read, Jesus said, if by Beelzebub I cast out demons, then by whom do your children cast them out? But if by the finger of God I do so, then the kingdom of God has come this day. What's the problem? Get on the campus, Christian Council. Get on the campus. Have a forum. You can't. Don't bring the university into the politics of your life by doing that. If you're going to fight against an idea, use ideas. If you're going to fight against a spirit, use a spirit. Use the spirit. If you're going to do that, to my thinking, I could be dead off, but to my thinking, as a matter of fact, I have evidence of this. Jesus lived in the time of Roman occupation of Israel. He lived in the time of a subversive, immoral, secular, dominant power in the world. He lived under them. And you read the scripture and I read the scripture and you never hear Jesus have one protest against Rome. Not one time did Jesus tell Rome, well, you need to shut this down. But I can tell you one thing, he turned the Roman Empire upside down by virtue of his sharing of his teachings with the people who he came in contact with. And to this day, his message and idea continues to impact the world. I just honestly, forgive me, I don't understand it. I don't. And I wonder what young people from the university think. Does that matter? Is it, if you're trying to protect them, if you're trying to safeguard them, I wonder what they think. I can guarantee you, the university has thousands of students. 10% of them will not be at that forum. 10% of them are hardly at any forum. If you want to protest against something, teaching them anything, protest against YouTube. Protest against Instagram. Protest against TikTok. Protest against the internet. Try to shut them down. Protest against their peers. Because young people get more information and more influence and more direction from their peers than they get from any single other thing beyond their parents during the early stages in life, and then their teachers during the next stages of their lives. If you fear for what they are learning, check their social media. If you shut down that one forum and think that that's going to stop something, I wonder. Let me come back. I'm going to share something else with you that I always found curious when it comes to how I understand God operates when it comes to teaching morality. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
Marsh the car. The lady run into me, marsh the car.
I hope she had insurance.
If she had insurance, she hop out, pull out her phone, pull up the Royal Star Assurance app, and bang, she was on a video call with an RSA rep, sending pictures of her damage, my damage, filing a claim on the spot.
For real? Our insurance have that kind of app?
You gotta go to RSA for that.
Download the RSA app today, or visit rsabahamas.com to submit your claim online. Live chat available weekdays 9 to 5.
Being an investor has its benefits. Like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rf.com.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. This text says, when was part one held? The topic totally confused me. I didn't understand it until all of the feedback started on social media. I agree with you on your point about the basis for a university. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Part one of this topic has already been discussed. Part one. No protest. Nothing. Which means that this part one then did all the stuff it was that part two is supposed to be able to do. So we then, the world has already been changed. Already been changed. This is only part two now. And so, I don't know. So listen, think about this, right? So the Christian Council, now brother Council, I do a talk show. Some of you I hear from when you say, man, I happy how you put it on this one and put it on that one and how you so don't get mad with me now if I'm talking about something you put into the public arena about what you believe and the way your approach is to some. I am not opposed to you. I do not disagree that you can and should advocate for and push for what you push for. But I can have thoughts about what you say. You can have thoughts about what I say. That's fine too. But I've always shared this. So the Christian Council says, as an example, the university should cancel the forum. Why? Because that forum runs the risk of indoctrinating our children, exposing them to evil. Okay, that's the argument. Think about this for a minute, producer. Think about this for a minute. God created Adam and Eve, put them in the garden called Eden. God put all kinds of trees in the garden, including the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then God turns around and says to Adam and Eve, of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat. Would it not have been easier for God to simply move that tree out of the garden altogether, never put it there, if it was going to be something that could cause them to be tempted and be in the problem? Why put the tree in the garden in the first place? Why would God do that? I asked myself that question for years and years. I asked God that question as a seeking Christian. You know what I found out? You cannot develop moral muscles without moral challenge. If the only thing you know is the good to choose, you cannot tell me you are a moral creature because you have no other choice but the good to choose. So if a child, a student in the university has a forum to go to that is discussing a matter that you believe is morally reprehensible, and then they have other choices to make, do you not want the child to exercise moral choice? Do you not want the child to develop moral muscles? Let them choose. Let them decide, I want to do this or don't want to do that. Because that would be in keeping with God has never tried to keep out of the hands of his creation the ability to choose. The only thing God did after the fall, as we like to say it, was he protected the tree of life so that they could not eternally be in that state that they had found themselves in after making the choice. People are going to choose, and people need to be able to choose, and children need to be able to choose, and no place gives them more opportunity to make that choice, to make develop their moral muscles, to understand their ethical realities than a university. We got a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
I really enjoy watching you developing your muscles. You do more with your body, which is cool stuff, but non-subject to subject is what they're talking about.
Non-what?
No, the forum is going to talk about people transitioning from non-subjects to subject.
Yeah,
correct?
Yes, that's the
subject. Okay,
subject.
So I could survive with that.
Yeah, that's the subject.
Now, the tree that Adam was supposed to eat from was Eve, but he didn't realize that the subject was Eve, and that's the problem, and Lucifer beat him to it. If he had gone for Eve, we would have been okay, and this is why we have the problem today, because we are persons who are trying to claim to be subjects. When they know they are non-subjects, because they're living an immoral life,
man,
and they want to be subjects. And this, if you recreate the whole thing about the tree and realize that Adam should have eaten Eve, he would have been okay, and so would have we. That's my opinion on it.
Well, that's your opinion. That's I got you, sir. I'm going with what the scripture says. The Bible didn't point Eve out to Adam and say, thou shalt not eat of Eve or Adam. He said, of every tree in the garden thou shalt surely eat. But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. He didn't say the tree of the knowledge of Eve. So I don't know what theology that is, but I'm not I can't help you with that. I can't help you with that. This text says, I take no issue with the concept of such a forum. What I am disappointed about is the apparent reluctance of the host to make a space for contrasting viewpoints on the issues for discussion. It is a fundamental function of universities to serve as facilitators of debate and to embrace the difficult conversations. Anything less smacks of promulgation of a particular agenda. That is not true at all. That is absolutely not true. Universities host subject presentations all the time. All the time, without dual views. That happens all the time. You can have debates on university campuses, but you can have a single subject matter presented on any occasion. We have done it. We have had people present on trade policy, on U.S.-China relations, on China policies, and they just presented their points of view. It is absolutely untrue, that universities do not have single view subjects presented at a point in time. It doesn't mean that someone can't come behind at another point in time and present a contrary view. Even people in the audience can, on the basis of that subject, present a contrary view. But it is not a fundamental principle of university that you must always have a debate in forum. That is not true. I have been to University of the Bahamas, the College of the Bahamas. I've been to University of Western Ontario, to George Washington University, to Bangor University. And at all of them, you can have single subject presenters on a matter. And then someone later on may come and present on a matter, or someone may never present on a matter. That's like saying every time if I had Einstein come and speak on his theory of relativity, I had to have somebody come behind and speak on Newtonian physics. It's just not true. Absolutely untrue. I'm sorry. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Mr. Lang, how you doing, sir?
I'm right here. And yourself?
Good, good. Boy, let me openly say this. I don't really agree with a lot of things you say sometimes. But today, you get me today. You get me on your side today.
Okay.
I'm your number one fan today.
Okay.
But let me say this, sir. I hear the president of the Christian Council said that they got to go in, him and some of the pastors are going to go in to the seminar if they have it.
Hmm.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You better be careful of some of them pastors you carry behind him, because they may end up standing right there and leave him. Okay, you have to be very careful who you pick. Go in there with him.
Listen.
But let me say this.
Uh-huh.
If I don't drink beers, rum, wine, why would I have interest in going into a bar?
But here's what is true. That's true. That's a good point, right? But here's what is also true. I had no interest in Buddhism.
Yeah.
But I studied it.
Okay, to learn.
To learn. I have no interest in Satanism, but I studied it. No interest in Islam, but I studied it. No interest in Taoism, but I studied them. I studied these subject matters as a part of my own learning. Am I therefore now a Taoist?
No.
A Satanist? A Buddhist?
But let me say this in closing, Mr. Lang.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have nothing against nobody over the age of 18 on how they want to live. That's between them and their God.
Right.
Okay, I ain't got nothing to say about that.
Right.
Now, my problem is when I see an adult male trying to border with a young man, a child.
Mm.
That's when I get involved.
Mm.
If I see two big men holding my hand past me right now.
That's on them.
That's them. They got to see God for that dying hang and that.
Mm.
Now, I have no interest in it. So I won't go to the forum to even hear what they have to say. Don't bother me.
You and most people aren't going to do so. You and most students at the university aren't going to do so. I could tell you one thing. By virtue of the Christian Council doing what it has done, it would have piqued the curiosity of many more people than would have been piqued before. Because as I said, part one went on and not a soul knew anything about it.
This is the first time I'm hearing about it.
But
as a brother, I listen to the radio. I have a sight impairment, so I listen to the radio every day.
The people who were hosting this forum could not have asked for more public relations than the Christian Council gave them.
Remember what I say, sir. he better be careful. Them let him have a meeting and say, oh, all go, let's see who all I can go up. And this is said he don't carry.
All right, bro. Thank you. Right. Appreciate it. They say, Jesus sure didn't use no spirit the day when he met them selling and trading the temple. He used a rod. Exactly right. He did not. But that was when, but guess what? He was railing against church leaders, though. Huh? He was railing against church leaders allowing the church to be used as a commercial place. Not Rome. Not the secular world. His harshest criticism went against whom? The Sadducees and Pharisees, the leaders of the then religious community. So I agree with your stance, Mr. Lang. Young adults can choose because they are still adults. God gives freedom of choice. Young children who are still impressionable from peers and authority figures should be left alone. Yeah. So, okay. So I agree with you 100%. I agree with you. But who's a young, so who's these, like at the University of Bahamas, who are they? Some of them are under 18 and therefore they are minors. Some of them, that's for sure. They're still regarded legally as minors, but they are out of high school. They are out of high school. If their parents, in whose homes they live, prohibit them from going, that's on the parents. No problem. But 18-year-olds? The vast majority of students at the University of Bahamas are 18-year-olds. Some of them are grown adults waking with children. So I agree with you 100%. I really do. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, what's the line?
Hey, oh, bro. Listen to me, please. Call us back after the news break because we really are at the break. Okay? Can you call us back?
All right, sir.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We're going to take a break for news. We'll be back after the news break.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand.
And gentlemen, to Z Live, I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM on this beautiful, beautiful Monday afternoon. It's rainy, but it's beautiful Monday afternoon. If you want to give us a call, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720, or you can text us on 422-4796 or WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We're talking about the forum that's going to be held at the University of the Bahamas that the Christian Council is opposed to and urging the university to cancel on the basis that it is a government-funded university. The government of the Bahamas indirectly subsidizes hotels that they register under the Hotels Encouragement Act. Those hotels receive, some of them, groups of gay and lesbian people. By virtue of the government of the Bahamas' support for the cruise ships and them, it can have communities of gay and lesbian people on them. The government of the Bahamas funds the entire environment in which we operate, and gay and lesbian groupings come to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas every single day. Every single day. The university is a hard place to try and make the case for stop something, some thought from being shared. It would be contrary to the very essence of a university. And the people who have been to university, some of them are in the Christian Counselor. They should know. They know how universities work. They know that. So coming at the university that way, to me seems odd, when it would be better to say to the university, we seek to mount a forum to discuss some ideas ourselves, and you could discuss all the ideas you wish, contrary to the ideas being espoused by the other forum. If that then creates the debate for you, then there you go. You have now a debate. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey. Who's your brother, Lane?
Yes, man. How you doing, man?
Everything good, man.
Super, super.
Listen, I don't go too much into details, right? But I most believe, right, that what the Christian Council them are trying to look, I believe what they're looking at, not the persons, right, but the spirit of which they operating in, okay. or operating by,
okay.
so to say.
Okay.
Right? Now, with me, I love the people there. But like I say, it's a spirit.
Yeah, let me ask you a question, though.
Yes,
because you may be right. You may be right. But what did Jesus do in the face of contrary spirits? What did Paul do?
Well, I mean, anytime you're facing spirits that is contrary to the word of God, only one thing you're supposed to do. That's either you go pray for them.
No, Jesus told those spirits, come out of him, for instance,
yeah,
right? Paul said to one spirit, listen, be quiet.
Right.
Right? So I'm saying when you're faced with a spirit, you deal with the spirit.
You deal with it in the spirit.
You don't say,
let me show you that.
You don't say, shut down the town, shut down the city.
No, I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
But now listen to this. Let me give you a clear scenario to help you concerning even what you say was correct.
Right.
Now, watch this. Jesus was dealing with one spirit. Paul was dealing with one spirit. Now, this is a whole heap of spirits.
No. Remember, Jesus asked a spirit, a demon, what is your name? And the demon
said, one person.
No. The person was one person.
Right, that's what I said.
No, but the demon said, we are legion.
Right.
So that was many spirits, thousands.
Right, exactly. I agree with you.
Okay.
And many spirits is being all people.
Yeah, exactly.
Even the woman with Paul deal with.
Exactly.
It was many, but what I'm saying is, right, I'm going to give you another scenario concerning what God says, right? Our war, see again, this is what I want to put to the Christian Gonzalez. Our warfare is not carnal, but it is mighty through God by pulling down the strongholds. When we decide to go battle on our own, we stand against the will of God. So I would love for the Christian Council to hear what I'm telling you. Right?
Say it again.
Yes. Our warfare is not carnal. It is mighty to God. So when he up there in the on wherever he was doing the interview with he had, he was out of line.
Well,
supposed to be praying.
Well, you know, I heard you, bro, but I am 100% hearing what you're saying.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Right?
That we battle not against flesh and blood.
Right.
Hmm?
No, not. Hey, listen, our war.
Fair is not carnal. It's not
carnal.
But mighty through God to bring down
God.
Strongholds.
So you know what we're supposed to do? Like I tell you from the crack of the gun, when you ask me what I would have done, pray. See, we have to pray God's will concerning everything, and whether it's a demon, where it is not a demon, whatever it is. We're going to pray. Watch this. Let me show you why I say that. The Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities.
And powers.
Against powers.
And the rulers
against
of the darkness.
Against the rulers of darkness.
Okay.
And against spiritual
wickedness
in
high places. Okay.
So none of that has nothing to do with us, but it has something to do with the spirits that is attacking us. And that's what the Christian Council is looking at, but then they're doing it the wrong way. Supposed to go pray. Let a lover deal with them things. Watch that. You remember when you say
pray and preach, pray and preach, though. See, we pray and preach, right? So I can preach.
But watch this. Watch this, Brother Lang. Watch this.
Yeah.
Remember when you say there was a part one and ain't nobody to know but the part one?
Yeah, yeah.
But the part one didn't do no damage.
Well, apparently.
Watch, like you said earlier, watch who doing the damage. It ain't the people who are now alerting these people of what's going on. It's the Christian Gonzalez. So now what he doing is he giving more promotion to what this spirit is trying to to bring into our sphere. See? So sometimes, yeah, you might have that post. You know, the other day you was talking about leadership. A leadership ain't just because, oh, I's a pastor and I's a leader. Leadership comes deeper than that. And if he was a leader, a spiritual leader, listen to me, he would have been brilliant. Because I know plenty of spiritual leaders. Like you say, some people come into that, some people go to that school and they even ain't gonna be on that run.
I got you, brother. I appreciate you calling, man.
So, yeah, man.
Thank
you. God bless, man.
You too, sir. Thank you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How are you, sir?
I'm okay. And how are you?
Great. Super. You're always very provocative and you're enlightening. Very enlightening, sir.
I try to be helpful.
And I am glad of the level of this conversation. I like you, Christian, not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I realize, too, that I am a parent of three university students. So they've been exposed to the world.
Yes.
And this is where the influence of parents in the formative years of our children, to train them up in the way of the Lord. If that's your family's value system. Every family get their own value system.
Yes.
Even their own church. But my own is follow the word of God. And you know, we can't legislate morality.
No.
But what we can do as Christians is let our light shine. And if we say we live by God's word, which is His holy Bible, that should be our guiding principle, and we're going to follow that in the word of God. As clearly as it relates to others of the other lifestyle, the word of God talks about that. And the word of God also says that we have to love.
Yes.
Hate the sin, but love the sinner. And you know the word of God says that just as how they think, right now the church is challenged. The church has been challenged. And the body of Christ has been challenged. And it's okay for the other alternatives to step out and to speak out. With the rainbow that God placed in that sky, when Noah, he said he will no longer destroy the earth again by water, but he will destroy it by fire. That's what that was for. So we're not going to get caught up in that narrative there. But what we as a church should do, and I encourage every Christian, don't retreat. We have to go out and to spread the gospel of salvation. To go and let our lights so shine before men that they will see our good works and glorify. Because there's nothing that God's grace and His mercy cannot do and cannot reach. And even those who may be confused, whoever, I'm not going to call no name.
Or who might be like us sometimes and choose the wrong thing. We know
it. Many of us in church.
Yes, ma'am. And we choose wrongly and have to go back to God and ask for forgiveness.
That's it. And every day, I get to him every Sunday, is a day of reassociating. Come back into the church.
Absolutely.
God, I've sinned. I'm not perfect.
Absolutely.
Help me every day. Let my light be a light.
Yeah.
In my attitude, as I was in Sunday school lesson yesterday, you know, what the matter of the heart. Where our heart is all about. You see, because we have to rescue the perishing, and we have to care for the dying.
Starting with ourselves.
And us as a church, many have been compromised for whatever reason. They have been compromised, and they cannot clearly say to God, and there's no sin deeper and greater than the other one. What do we must do? Let our light shine and draw them into Christ.
Yeah. You know something, ma'am? Even if you are, as a church leader, a church person, a Christian, fallen many times. Even if you've done that, you know why your light could still shine? Because the light ain't you. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Let your light, what light? The light that I am in you shine. When we appoint people to Jesus, we could always be perfect because we ain't pointing them to ourselves because we are imperfect.
That's it. See, yesterday's Sunday school lesson, also to our sermon that Pastor gave us. You see, it was about the woman at the well. The man and woman at the well. Jesus said, come, I'll give you drinks. I'll give you water, man. You'll never thirst again.
Jesus
said, oh, you're a prophet. That's how you can notice about me. And that's how we got to do.
Yep.
We got to reach the lost at any cost. We have to love them and let God's grace do the rest.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your calling.
So you be encouraged
and
you be strengthened. And I tell the church, don't say nothing.
Yeah.
Because the grace of hell shall not prevail against any situation, any standard.
Amen.
Let our lights shine.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, ma'am.
Everybody that's coming out, will you go out back into the streets and the byways and the highways and preach the gospel of salvation? Let our light shine.
Thank you, ma'am.
God bless.
Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang. I'm calling back. I can hang up on the news.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Go ahead, sir.
Sir, Mr. Lang.
Yes, I'm listening to you.
Yeah, Mr. Lang. Mm-hmm. I believe you heard the expression that it's not the gun, it's whose hand the gun is in.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Lang, sometimes the people with the microphones is that same scenario. All right. So, now, I heard you defend the rights of the child or the student. And they should, if I quote you correctly, they should be allowed to make their own decision. Well, sir, that's the inevitable. 99%+ of the time, once a child grows to maturity, becomes an adult, that's the way it's going to be.
No, it can't be that way, though, if you don't have a choice to make. If you don't have a choice to make, how can you make a choice? If I keep from you a choice you could make, how can you make a choice?
Mr. Lang, I said that's the inevitable.
No, it's not inevitable. It's not inevitable if you don't have choice. If you don't have a forum, how can you choose whether to go to the forum or not?
You're talking about forum, but you're going to always have something, sir.
Okay, but we're talking about this forum today, though. The council said to cancel this forum. That's what they asked the university to do.
Yes, Mr. Lang. That's not, I'm saying, the inevitable is whether forum or not forum, what kind of forum, an adult is going to make their own decision.
Okay, all right, so I hear you. Hasten to your point for me, please.
Okay, and so what we need is individual position. For example, it sounds like your position is whatever decision you want to make.
First of all, let me tell you what we're not going to do on this show. You are not going to tell me what my position is because I am articulate. Let's go. We're going to go to the next caller, please. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good afternoon, Mr. Lang. How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. See, let's talk about the ideas now. Let's talk about each other.
Naturally.
Go ahead, sir.
One of the greatest policies around this place.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You know, I would like to say that I believe, like, the traditional Christianity has been infiltrated by these groups and sects. I don't know if people realize it for years, you said.
Sure.
Within the church, they have many churches with gay pastors. I even saw one on television where a guy said he's the first G, the first gentleman. I think the forum what they have in here, and I speak strictly as a believer and follower in Christ, I believe this forum is more academic based. And I think to hear what people's position is on why they're doing what they're doing is very important also.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives perspective. And I give an example.
Mm-hmm.
We have right now the majority of fruits that we import from America is sprayed by one or two insecticides.
Mm-hmm.
One of them are estrogen, and this is all facts, you can check it.
Mm-hmm.
And estrogen, they did a black researcher. He did research on estrogen, and it started to change some of the frogs that they put it on that replicate some of our genomes as humans.
Mm.
It started to change some of the frogs to be homosexual in base, the chemical reaction. Now, I ain't saying that's what people are going through.
Right, but there's a study along that line, you're saying.
Right. So I'm saying we, as opposed to taking these pious, dogmatic, religious dispositions, sometimes we need one of the key components of godliness is knowledge. Let's have these conversations. Let's hear what they have to say. Let's do some rebuttal. Let's do some conversations back and forward. Let's get to the teat of it. And then let the people, I believe the people will overwhelmingly make a decision on whether or not in a democratic state, whether or not we're going to allow this subgroup, which I think makes up a very small percentage of Bohemians, dictate and teach and preside as far as educational or social reach to dictate to how the Bahamas as a nation should proceed.
Okay.
One of the things what people don't realize, and I will not take no more time, one of the things that people didn't realize that when Christ took his position, he did not falter, he did not run, he did not cast them away and say, no, you don't speak, don't let this one speak, don't say. Everyone had their opportunity to speak, and then Christ responded with the position of God. The Christian Council and everyone around need to realize that the traditional disposition that we once held as a nation is dwindling and far gone.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you calling.
All right.
Appreciate you. Thank you. It's Texas. Hi, Mr. Lang. This is my take on the show today. The Bible speaks in parable that tree in the garden was Eve and I. And if Adam didn't touch Eve, neither one of us would have been here. You remember when Jesus told the sick man to take up the bed and walk? You think he meant to actually take up the bed? He means get well? No, I believe he meant take up your bed. That's what he told him. When you are exegesis, they say, or text, you have to take it in its literal meaning unless the context requires otherwise. You don't exegete a scripture like that. If there's no reason to think he was being allegorical about a bed, then it was a bed. It wasn't a parable. He was telling something that happened. This text says the LGBTQA members are Antichrist. Seek ye first the kingdom of Jehovah God Almighty and live forevermore. Trust Jehovah God only. The world's agenda is Antichrist. Jesus is the Savior of us all, but some will be rejected. Keep praying for life. Selah. Amen. I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. I can't say the people, anyway. I can't argue too much what you said. This says, good day. I love the fact that a lot of people are calling to condemn the LGBTQ crew and citing the Bible as the text for this condemnation. The Bible is the book of love and grace, not condemnation. That is for sure. But the condemnation is not to them that are in Christ Jesus. That's what it says. Says, I am straight, not gay. Most homosexuals are born that way. Society cannot change that. It is not learned behavior. Give these people a break. Allowing your callers to ostracize these people is evil. I am allowing callers to ostracize these people. Are you listening to the same show I'm doing? Are you serious? Really? And you're not right. Everybody isn't born gay. That's nonsense. Nonsense. You can't say that with definitiveness, right? And this nonsense. I am allowing people to ostracize gay people and it's evil? Nonsense. So you should be encouraging your callers to be more passive and not allow them to bash a group. Producer, Eve was listening to this show? People calling this show bashing gay people? This show? Man, you must see, you speaking from some other historical context. It couldn't be this show today. I thought the callers today were really, in most instances, very reasonable. Boys, I used to wonder sometimes, really, where you all are. But you know, that's what has happened when you're listening through your bias as opposed to sometimes through your ears. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody.
Being an investor has its benefits, like the margin loan facility at RF. I can use my government bonds, company shares, and other investments to access cash when I need it. At a low interest rate of 7.5%, flexible repayment terms, and a 48-hour approval time, I can easily get the cash I need for travel, home renovations, or to purchase additional shares. This is just one of the ways RF keeps my money working for me. Learn more about the RF Margin Loan at rfgroup.com.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good-for-nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair. You say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and we'll go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, girl. Everybody needs to get this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick around the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today. This text says, Z, I'm normally a fan, but if you ask any gay person, they would say definitively, as sure as you know you are straight, they know they are gay, and that is from birth. I'm not denying that that is true, that they would say that. I'm not denying. What I'm saying to you is the evidence that every homosexual person was born that way is not in existence. Even if there are studies that might suggest such a thing, and there are some studies that might suggest that there may be some genetic modification to the Y chromosome that may encourage some of that. I'm saying just because somebody says that doesn't mean that it is true. That everybody's born that way. That's what I'm saying. So that's you and I are not saying two different things. Okay, I've said the person can't definitively say you are born homosexual. There's no such evidence that suggests that. That's the point that I make. Right? And so if the argument continues along that line, then let the argument continue. But I'm saying there's, as far as I'm aware, there's no evidence that suggests if the evidence was so irrefutable that this is the case, why are we even arguing? If you're born gay, why are we even arguing this way? We need to just let people just be then, right? Apparently that we don't have that yet. So please let Mr. Lang know that he has an excellent show today. Boy, I wish that I could call him. Can you tell him that for me, he is a true Christian and he is intelligent and he is a champion for truth. God bless him. Thank you very, very much, ma'am. I appreciate it very much. But this text says, where's the scientific evidence that you are born heterosexual? It might not exist too, but are you hearing me say, I have never said that people are born heterosexual. You've never heard me say that. We have in nature what we call type set patterns of behavior, right? It's so you have these, what we find are typical patterns of behavior, species typical patterns of behavior, and heterosexuality happens to be the heterosexual, this happens to be the species typical pattern for human beings and most of nature, most of nature. So, and where that varies, where you go to homosexual tendencies, it actually, that variation is more in females than in males. That's where the variation is. So you have not heard me say that we are born heterosexual. I have never said that, right? But whatever the tendency is throughout nature, whether you are in a developed or undeveloped society, the species typical pattern of behavior is heterosexuality. Okay, that's, and so homosexuality is regarded as a variation from that species typical pattern of behavior. Okay, now, so to be sure, y'all don't get me wrong. Don't get me mixed up. Whether choice or behavior, whether choice or genetics, we people choose. People choose whether choice or genetic. Because genetic isn't ultimately destiny alone. Because people can choose against their genetics. They can, right? That can happen. So if people make that choice, I'm leaving that to them. I share with people what I believe, what I understand, what I know. And their choice, I think, is subject to God's grace, as mine is. And I don't have time to stand and sit in judgment of any human being. I don't have the qualification to do so. I don't. I leave judgment to God. And then people say, oh, but you do you not know we'll judge angels? Yeah, judge angels. Angels. Right? I can judge a behavior if it's clear to me it is wrong. For instance, if you murder, and I know that, and I know I can judge that behavior, I could say, ooh, that was murder. Right? So I'm not sitting in judgment of anybody who's L, G, B, Q, T, or A. If there was anything Shivago Lang would try to do for any such person, including himself, would be to tell you, let me tell you something, I have found a gift. I found a gift for the liar. I have found a gift for the thief. I have found a gift for the murderer. I have found a gift for the rapist. I have found a gift for the adulterer. I found a gift for the pedophile. I found a gift for every sinner on planet Earth. And that gift is a righteousness from God. Through Christ Jesus. That's all I tell somebody. That's the only thing I could. The only thing I could tell people, I ain't standing in judgment of nobody. I can't send you to hell and I can't send you to heaven. And I'm not trying to do that. And I agree with the people that he said, by this shall all men know that ye are my disciples because ye have love one for another. Jesus was asked, what is the greatest among all the commandments? He said that you should love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. And the second is like unto it, that you love your neighbor as yourself. And then he was asked, well, who is my neighbor? And then he told the parable of a man who had been robbed and beaten and left on the ground for dead. And the priest walked by and the Levite walked by and this one walked by and a Samaritan who don't have no dealings with the Jews was the one who ultimately helped the man. And what people don't realize about that is when asked the question, who is my neighbor? Jesus turned the question around and said, it don't make no difference who your neighbor is. If you are prepared to be neighborly, you will help who you find is in need of help. If you're prepared to be neighborly. So the real question is, am I a neighbor? That's the real question. Am I neighborly, right? So I'm not sitting in judgment of nobody, the LGBT community or anybody else, heterosexual or anyone else. I'm not I'm not telling anybody whether they're heterosexual or homosexual. I don't know nobody's business. I know my own. All right? So y'all don't try to get me in this dichotomy of ism and sex and who for this and who for that. Don't get me in that. I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to say today that, one, you can't come down on a university for permitting a discourse in its on its campus when it is in keeping with the university's purpose to allow such discourses of great diversity, including one that is made by the Christian Council should it decide to do so. That's the first thing I'm saying. All right? And then the second thing I'm saying is that who got the power? Who got the power? Say, Shivago, I said most are born homosexuals. Really? Okay. Most are born homosexuals. Okay. I don't know that to be true either. So you cannot say that it is a choice behavior. Using the improbable God and Bible probability to make a point is naive and not a learned man. Out of the bush. Let me tell you something, what you will not do. You will not do this. You will not try to subjugate to the Bible, to the unlearned and the unintelligent, because that's nonsense talk. You can get a PhD in theology from universities across the planet that teach the highest standard in the world. So don't try that with us. You have to try that with unlearned people. Okay, I can use the Bible as I can use any book of philosophy I wish to reference any point I want, especially when the theological basis in a society happens to be Christian. That's called persuasive argumentation. So don't talk to me but no being unlearned. You are the ignorant one if you think it is not possible so to do. Absolute nonsense. When people are arguing against the Bible, they use the Bible. And you're telling me I can't? Man, please. You know, I'm naive. You are naive. If that's the way you want to argue. And you sound like you advocating. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Shivago. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Super.
So, as you know, I work at a university in North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
And just be clear, I'm a Christian.
Yep.
But what the Christian Council is saying over there is opposite over here. So the public funds that are any state university, if you were to just ban anything from the LGBT group, there could be other issues that can rise up.
That's a great point, actually.
In terms of that, because you have to allow persons to express themselves in their own way.
That's a great point.
At our university, they have a LGBT group, a group where they have a whole division, because that's what students were asking for. We have a spiritual group too. We have a religious group as well.
Mm-hmm.
The university, the person who was the founder of the university, he was a Christian, right? But you get funds from the state. So you get federal funds. You cannot
discriminate.
You cannot tell persons that they cannot do. Any sort of forum or anything that's related
to
the LGBTQ group and from the spiritual group.
That's a good point.
So I'll give you a good example.
Mm-hmm.
So, ma'am, I teach group counseling. So students come in. I teach master's students to do group counseling. They have their, they're doing their master's in clinical mental health, school counseling, and career counseling. You cannot tell, when students come to my class and I teach group, I do actually do group. I don't actually teach it. I just actually do the group. And the first day I come in the class, I say to students, hey, I want you to say your descriptors. And the reason why I say descriptors is because at the same time, you can say your gender, you can say your religion, you can say you're a dog mom, you can say you're a father, you can say that you have a disability. So what I try to do is not discriminate against anybody. So even if somebody say they're a Christian, that's their prerogative, right? I know what they tell us at the university. They say it's best practice if you use a pronoun in your signature. They don't force us to do it. They say it's best practice. So you decide if you want to do it or not.
Mm.
I had a transgender in my class, and he was transgender from a female to male, and he wanted to be called male. I have to call him a male.
Mm.
I have to address him as him, they, because he wants to be addressed that way.
Mm.
Same thing with, you know, when I have Christian students, you know, they don't want to put pronouns or he and she or their names. Same thing, I have to also honor that as well. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it as a professor, you don't want to come on and say, you know, like try to get persons to be, you know, you're indoctrinated or you're whatever. You can say who you are. I remember one of the professors as a doctoral student, I met a Christian professor and I asked him, so how do you describe who you are? Like, would you say that you're a Christian? He said, sometimes he did and sometimes he didn't, right? So persons would hear from his, you know, that he says something, but he don't try to bring that on to persons. You know, their whole thing would be, oh, you need to be a Christian. Oh, you have to be the, you know, woman or man of God, you know? So it is like somebody said earlier, you have to teach your children what your value sets are, what you are. Maybe they might go against what your values are. I mean, but like you said, they persons have choices, right? But you don't discriminate. And the same thing, I mean, and like I said, you know, a lot of times when you start talking with the LGBT group and the Bahamas, people always look at the adultery and fornication and, you know, all of that, all these people doing the same thing, you know, that kind of way. But how I look at it, I love everybody. I love you. I have family members who are from the gay group, and I love them how they are. Like, but I'm just saying, you decide to do that in your behavior. That's not something I choose to do. But I don't love you less because you are that person. And I think that's where people come from when you talk about love and that sort of thing, right?
I
just wanted to say that from a professor in the States.
Yeah. I appreciate it. That was great, great, great perspective. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take this final break, and when we come back, we wrap up. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
Whopper Wednesday every Wednesday at Burger King Nassau. Make your Wednesday sizzle and sink your teeth into a flame-grilled beef patty topped with tomatoes, fresh-cut lettuce, mayo, pickles, ketchup, and sliced onions, all on a toasted sesame seed bun with fries for only $5.95. Including VAT. This Whopper Wednesday, grab a friend and head down to your favorite BK Nassau location for a flame-grilled Whopper made your way with crisp fries for only $5.95. Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Struggling to repay your loan? Let us help you get back on track with payment terms that suits your financial situation and improve your credit score and credit report with the Bahamas Credit Bureau. Inquire about our restructured loans today. Call us at 356-7764.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather, cold or warm. Send me know that you're not alone.
back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. And for these final moments, this text says, Mr. Lang, people always make excuse for personally bad and abnormal behavior. Really? People always do it? Always? I don't. I call all my sins in crap. So I can't say all people do that. And I know many people who don't. So it's a great show. So if I have a cucumber and the cucumber won't identify as a mango, I should look at it as a mango. That's ridiculous, Mr. Lang. I don't hate the sinner. I hate the sin. But let's not make something wrong appear to be right. Okay, well, let me tell you, when you find a cucumber won't be a mango, let me know, yeah? And I'll agree with you. The minute you find a cucumber, tell you they won't be a mango, you let me know. Today is not an issue. Today we did not take up the issue of whether homosexuality is right or wrong, or whether the LGBTQ community is right or wrong. That was never part of any discussion at all today. The discussion today was the Christian Council's call for the university to cancel this LGBTQT event. Christian people don't believe in drinking, but the liquor people have events. Christian people don't believe in gambling, but the gambling people have events. Christian people don't believe in a lot of things that events are held in and at. Okay, so that's what we're talking about, whether it is something appropriate to be asked to be done at a university, right? So don't let's get mixed up about what is the subject today. If you don't like gay and lesbian people and them, and you don't want nothing to do with them, that's a different matter. That's a subject for a different day. Say, dear Mr. Lang, you know, as I've been reading the Bible, I've noticed we were born in sin because of Adam and Eve's sins. We inherit imperfections. So to be imperfect is to sin. And I've learned by reading from the Bible, no man was perfect besides Jesus. And he still had to fight to remain perfect, to be an example, role model, and sacrificial lamb. Babies are born imperfect with all type of unheard illness because of sin, says that text. It is my hope that the University of the Bahamas guards jealously its mandate to protect and promote academic freedom. The ability of people within a university environment to pursue knowledge and discovery without encumbrance. Not to indoctrinate, not to proselytize, but to pursue knowledge, to discuss ideas, to disagree about ideas, to explore the universe and to discover what it has to offer. I personally believe that there is an enormous power in the hands of those of faith, an enormous power, not a power in and of themselves. It is not our power. It's not your power because you say you're Christian. No, it's a power that belongs to the creator of all human beings. And that where that power is exercised in the sharing of truth, in the promoting of the light and beauty of truth, many are drawn to it. Not all, but many are drawn to it. And then can choose to live in ways that please Christ, not us. Please God, not us. Not us. Don't try to live to please me or live to please anybody, because that may lead you astray. So this says, I just think that the council has such, again, enormous responsibility to promote the message of the gospel, to share the values that gospel promotes. And that nobody should and can curb, hinder it from doing so. But we may disagree or have alternative perspectives on our best to do that. We're going to take this final call. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. You know, I live in the, let me turn down the radio. I live in the area, you know, Western Ontario?
Yes, I know Western Ontario. Yeah.
Okay, well, I live in all those areas, too. So, you know, this, I think my people, a lot of my people have to get that experience, you know.
Mm.
You know, not to, you know, those people, they'll sit right beside you and they ain't going to bite you or nothing, you know. Yeah, that's what I get saying. I don't know. Some of our people need exposure about that. So, that's all I got to say. You know, they need exposure.
Okay,
but
so... Mm-hmm.
They have their life also. And you have your life. So, you don't mess with them and they don't mess with you. That's all. You know, that's all I got to say.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your calling.
All right, okay.
Thank you. The text says, we are bitter. What are we bitter about the LGBTQ? Is it the group or what they are going to say because we don't know what they are talking about? Interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us today. Listen, y'all have a great evening. God bless. He spares lives. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Have a great one. Bye-bye.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody.
Z Live Off the Record with Shivago Lang is brought to you by Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Grand Bahama News, RF Bank and Trust, and Royal Star Assurance.